This is KLJR News Director Joshua Dixon. I'm in the studio now with Denise Kirkhoff from the Redwood County Attorney's Office. Hello.
Hi, Josh.
And now I understand you are here. There is a special day coming up on June 15th. What day would that be?
That is on a Friday in June. And what this day is, it is Elder Abuse Awareness Day. And it's actually a national day in the United States.
And what exactly is World Elder Abuse Awareness Day? What are you trying to get out there?
What we're trying to do is to elevate the issue of elder abuse. We want to help people to understand what it is, neglect, financial exploitation, and then also to provide education regarding these issues.
What are some of the issues that people need to be aware of?
It's much of the same things that you think of when you think of child abuse. There's physical abuse, which is that inflicting or threatening to inflict physical pain or injury on a vulnerable elder or maybe depriving them of a basic need. Emotional abuse, that's inflicting the mental pain, anguish, distress on an elderly person. It could be verbal, it could be nonverbal acts. There's also sexual abuse, whether it's sexual or non-sexual contact of any kind, sexual harassment, that kind of thing. A really big one that people talk a lot about these days is financial exploitation, which is, of course, the illegal taking, misuse, or concealment, maybe of their funds or property or the assets of a vulnerable person. Neglect is that failure, refusal or failure by those responsible for their care to provide that care for them, whether it's medicine, whether it's food and shelter, taking care of their everyday daily needs. And then the last thing is abandonment. That means that there's somebody that's supposed to be taking care of an elderly person, but just plain abandons their responsibilities for them. One of the things I want to make sure to point out is that, and one of the reasons I think that people got together and got this day going is because, first of all, the problem is a really big one. 1 in 10 seniors are abused yearly, which is about 5 million in the United States. And then also elder abuse, it's both under-identified and under-reported. They say that only 1 in 24 is reported. You know, a lot of elderly people may have some disabilities. Some elderly aren't verbal. Some have very high physical disabilities. Some may be in the stages of dementia or Alzheimer's. And so they may not be believed if they make any comments. It may be happening, but they may not even remember that it's happened. They could be afraid that someone won't believe them, or the people that they do tell don't actually believe them for those reasons. Also, when it comes to physical things, a lot of the symptoms might just look like a part of aging. With a lot of elderly, you will see bruise-like marks on their arms. I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but very red bruise-like marks on their arms that are just a part of aging. And a lot of times, people can't tell if they are actual bruises or if the person just slipped and fell, or if there was a reason that they slipped and fell, if they weren't being cared for properly. And so there could be so many reasons why somebody may look like they're abused when they haven't been, and that's why it's easy kind of to hide when abuse is happening. A person is more likely to be abused by a family member than actually by a caregiver. And this brings about a lot of shame with that victim because it is a family member. They're ashamed that that family member is treating them the way they are. And also because they might be dependent on that person. If you're dependent 100% on somebody for your care and then you report them, where are you going to get the care from? Mm-hmm. You know, that may be part of why they don't report it. So there's a lot of different barriers, very huge barriers to people telling or reporting if somebody has been abusing them, if they're an elderly person. Some of the ways that you can alleviate or work on maybe cutting down the numbers of elder abuse. If you have family members caregiving, make it so that you have to have more than one person responsible. I'm not saying responsible every single day of the week, but I'm just saying that you have an agreement within your family that more than one person checks in with them, more than one person takes them to do things, more than one person is responsible for the financial aspects. And I know this isn't always possible. I know it's hard to do. And so if you have to get another person that's very trusted involved, but, you know, having a check and balance system when it comes to the finances, when it comes to the care for the elderly is really, really important.
That is World Elder Abuse Awareness Day is coming up this coming June 15th. And this is Denise Kirkhoff from the Redwood County's Attorney's Office just sort of filling us in. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Josh.